Now, why should this matter be important to you, and why should you listen to what I got to say? Because calling your legal malpractice lawyer is not a happy experience. It's kind of like this guy who's caught on the highway and can't get his car to move. Or this guy who's got a whole bunch of beautiful cars on a barge that fell over and he can't figure out what to do. Or worst of all, this guy who's got a whole truckload of beer that's been exploded and he can't do anything about it. No, seriously, the lawyers that I talk to, it's a gut-wrenching process. It's something none of us want to go through. And so what I'm going to do is take you on kind of a whirlwind trip of the big issues that I see and hopefully get you guys out of here with a little extra time so you can have some fun this afternoon. Okay, first thing, as a lawyer, you, as a matter of law, owe your client a fiduciary duty. So every single client you've got, as a lawyer, you owe that client a fiduciary duty. I say this fiduciary duty is one of the highest duties found in law. In fact, I should have said it is the highest duty found in law. There is no duty in law higher than the fiduciary duty that you owe to your client. So let's say you get sued for breach of fiduciary duty and the judge is your best friend. You've known him since fifth grade. He really wants to help you out. Well, if once you go to the jury to see whether or not you met your fiduciary duty, this is the jury charge that's going to have to be met. And I'll try to read this to you. Did the defendant lawyer comply with his fiduciary duty to his client? As the client's attorney, the attorney owed a fiduciary duty to the client. To prove the attorney complied with his duty, the attorney must show. Now, does anybody see something different there? It says the attorney must show. This is one of the few pattern jury charges where the burden of proof flips to the defendant, where the attorney, because he has a fiduciary duty, must show that he complied with all the requirements of his fiduciary duty. So here are the five requirements. There's a guy named Roy Mitten, and he's a real good lawyer in town. He's kind of retired, but he had some of the best bull in the world. And he used to say that even Jesus Christ himself couldn't meet the requirements of this jury charge.